Welcome back to the Firetrail Equity Edge podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Firetrail Investments. My name is Chris Robinson. I'm your host for today, and I'm excited to be joined by Matthew Fist, Portfolio Manager for the Firetrail Australian Small Companies Fund. Welcome, Fissy.
Thank you, Robbo.
Now, I know you've got a golden small cap opportunity for us today, Fissy. What is it and what does the company do?
The stock is Genesis Minerals. It's the largest stock in the portfolio, and as everyone knows, we're a high conviction manager, so suffice to say, this one is very high conviction. What does it do? Well, it's very simple. They mine gold. They're 100% Western Australian focused, and Western Australia is undoubtedly the world's best mining jurisdiction. Some call it the Silicon Valley of mining. The other thing you need to know about Genesis is all of their assets, whether it be a mill or a processing facility, they're in 120 kilometres or so of each other. That means that Genesis management can have a great degree of focus on those assets and manage them very intensely. Similar to the way we approach picking stocks, focused outcomes leads to better results, and this is what we expect from Genesis over the next 5 or 6 years.
Great. Sounds like, good defensive gold exposure, but with a lot of strong infrastructure and production upside. Fisty, now you were a geologist before you joined the investment world, so this opportunity is right in your wheelhouse. From an investment perspective, what do you think the market's missing?
Oh, the market is missing a lot with this one. In simple terms, it's missing around 50% of the valuation. So to understand the Genesis story, we really need to take a couple of steps back. Genesis have spent the last few years accumulating assets in the Leonora region of Western Australia, as I touched on. Now, for those of you looking to go on a family holiday, I'd recommend it. I was there a couple of weeks ago, great part of the world. It's very easy to get to, just an 833-kilometre drive northeast of Perth. Genesis released their inaugural 5-year plan for this region in March. What was the plan? Well, in a nutshell, it was to increase production from 135,000 ounces of gold per annum this year to 325,000 ounces of gold in 2029, while reducing costs along the way. Predictably, as the sell side and the market often does, the market took what Genesis said in the plan, whacked it in a spreadsheet, and came up with a valuation similar to the current share price. Stocks down to stuff from the sell side. Why is this wrong? Well, there's two parts. And yes, given my background in engineering and geology, you don't even need to understand anything about that to understand this first reason. Prior to Genesis, the same team that's running Genesis ran a small company called Saracen. You may have heard of it. Merged with Northern Star to form a multi-billion dollar gold company. Saracen released their first 5-year plan in 2017. Over the next 5 years, they outperformed this plan by an average of 30%. That's in terms of gold production. In terms of cash flow, the numbers were multiples of this. Since 2017, the stock price went from around $1 to $5 before they eventually merged with Northern Star. If Genesis achieved the plan they set out at the end of March for the Leonora region, I'm 100% sure they'd see this as a failure. And we expect they'll emulate the success they achieved at Saracen by continually outperforming. The second part, well, it's all well and good to say that Genesis have the potential to outperform on the plan. But as we know, mining isn't magic. We're not talking about technology companies here. You do need the physical assets in the ground to be able to outperform. And in short, Genesis do have those assets. And I'll take you through one example really quickly. And I may get a bit technical, but please just stay with me. So there's this one ore body called Tower Hill that Genesis have. It's currently an undeveloped asset, not currently being mined, but it sits less than 2 kilometres away from Genesis's current processing facility at Leonora. This thing is a beast. It's high grade. It's around 2.5 grams per tonne, 2.5 grams of gold in every tonne of rock. What this means is it's incredibly low cost. This asset, when it comes into production, is going to be a cash flow machine. Raleigh Finlayson, the CEO of Genesis, had a great quote when we were on site the other week. He said, this ore body is the best ore body I'll ever mine in my lifetime. Now, Raleigh has mined some pretty bad ore bodies, but I hazard a guess he's mined some pretty good ones as well. So for him to say that just shows you the quality of this asset. Now, we've had our eyes on this particular ore body, Tower Hill, for years. It's just one of the assets that Genesis have under their control, but we believe it's worth around $1.5 billion Aussie dollars, or 70% of Genesis's current enterprise value. Now, the strange thing about this asset is despite the fact that it's really high grade, it produces a lot of cash, Genesis don't have it coming into the mine plan in any meaningful way until 2029. There is absolutely 0% chance this asset does not come in any sooner. And it's an obvious lever, or one of the obvious levers, for GMD to beat market expectations.
Now, Fissy, you spend a lot of time with the management team. You've gone over and seen the assets over in Leonora.
Yep.
When you're looking at the outlook for Genesis, what do you think the bear case is and what's the bull case?
Okay. Well, let's start with the bear one. I mean, from an operating standpoint, and as we've touched on, I believe the bear case is pretty much the five-year plan that Genesis have presented to the market. And the good news for current investors is the market has taken that. That's already in market numbers. So just to recap there, GMD's five-year plan has them reaching 325,000 ounces in 2029. At current gold prices, this would be around 400 mil-ish of free cash flow per annum and would give a valuation roughly equivalent to the current share price, which I think is around $1.90. That's from an operating standpoint. But of course, as a mining company, they do produce a commodity and they are exposed to fluctuations in the gold price. Now, Patrick Hodgins, our managing director, isn't here. He's the resident expert on gold. But we believe that gold is one of the hardest commodities in terms of forecasting prices. We do have a positive house view, but at the end of the day, we just don't have a crystal ball. In our view, any weakness in the US dollar gold price is likely to be offset, at least to some extent, by a fall in the Australian dollar, which will lead to similar revenues and a similar valuation for Genesis. So from a bull case standpoint, this is where Genesis gets super, super interesting. Genesis have 15 million ounces or so of resources. Only a small fraction of that are currently included in the current five-year plan. So there's huge potential for Genesis to both increase production and extend the mine life of all of their assets. With an additional mill, we believe that a bull case of over 500,000 ounces is possible in 2029. This would double free cash flow forecasts and see a valuation of around $3.50 a share, which is about 80% upside from $1.90 today. So it's pretty simple. You invest in good ore bodies with good management teams who understand them and are aligned with the shareholders. And we would not be surprised, or I wouldn't be surprised, Chris, if we're sitting here hopefully in 3 years' time and Genesis has provided a return similar to that which was achieved at Saracen.
Great. Thanks very much, Fisty, for your insight into one of the most exciting positions in the Fire Trail Small Companies Fund, and one that you can be excited about even if you're not a geologist. If you'd like to find out more about Fire Trail Investments, please visit our website at firetrail.com. In addition, please subscribe to the podcast on both Spotify and Apple. If you have any questions for us, comments on the podcast, or companies you'd like us to have a look at on the Fire Trail Equity Edge podcast, you can connect with us via LinkedIn.
Please remember the content in this podcast is general information only. It is not advice of any kind. You should seek professional advice before making any financial decisions. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance. And finally, any stock commentary from the Fire Trail team on this podcast is illustrative only and should not be considered a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any security.